Let's bring in Mike Causey. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
So did you just get rain down there?
No, we got snow, but then it rained and it's all gone.
All right, well, we got snow, and then it's covered with like a quarter inch of ice. It's unbelievable.
So we basically got no snow all year, but New Jersey's broke. They used all their snow removal money. Figure that one out.
Well, up here, with what we've been getting with the rain, sleet, and snow, there's the salt and sand budgets are going right out the window because every storm we've had has turned from snow to sleet to freezing rain. And they've used an unbelievable amount. And by the way, thanks to the road crews, really, these guys and gals now that work on the road crews are out there working extended hours in this stuff and makes it easier for us to get around.
The Joker in New Jersey, also known as Governor Murphy. Remember when we were kids and it snowed and it just snowed and you had a snowstorm or you had some snow and that was the end of it and you got rid of it?
Yeah.
Well, every time there's been snow in the forecast in the state of New Jersey this year, he's declared a state of emergency. State of emergency. State of emergency.
There you go.
And we're broke.
All right. Well,
guess we got to raise the taxes again.
All right. So now listen to this. CBS is reporting that Bryce Harper turned down multiple $300 million offers. They report the Yankees were going to offer Manny Machado about $240 million, but now that Manny signed for $300 million, Bryce Harper is holding off on the Phillies and every other team that pitched to him.
Yeah, we said that yesterday.
Yeah, he wants more than $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
He might be back with the same team. I mean,
no, he won't. They won't take him back. Why would they?
Yeah.
They take him back at a discount price. But he's not going to sign for that. The best thing that baby Bryce Harper can do is sit out this year. I learned that he's not bigger than the game, that the game doesn't need Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper needs the game.
All right.
He needs a slap of reality.
Now, you must be a happy man, though, this morning in college basketball.
Well, it just exposed Duke as a one-man gang.
Yeah.
Duke played terrible last night. I can't believe how many uncontested layups North Carolina had against Duke. This is supposed to be a number one team. So their big player goes down, and they went down faster than the Titanic. North Carolina had their way with Duke all night long last night. North Carolina, I think they made one three-pointer all night. Maybe one or two more than three, but definitely less than five three-pointers last night. And they scored 88 points. And out of the 88 points, they probably scored 80% of them in the paint. What's that say about your defense at Duke?
Yeah.
It's not too good. So now they're saying that I've never seen anything like this before where a sneaker fell apart.
Yeah.
Never seen that before. And then this guy hurts his knee. Duke's saying that it's a mild sprain. Well, I seen the player from Kentucky get a mild sprain the other night, and he walked lacklusterly off the court. Williamson didn't. He didn't come back and play last night. I think it's bigger than it said, but Duke does not want to come out with that yet. But we'll see how it plays out. But without Williamson, Duke wins one game in the tournament and they go home because they're a poor defensive team. There were so many unbelievable amount of layups last night where a number one team just got sandbagged at home. So a big win for North Carolina. A big loss for Duke, and if Williamson is done, Duke is done.
All right. Any place else to go in sports?
Yeah, back to college basketball. Somebody needs to give referees a lesson on common sense. In the Georgia-Mississippi game last night, with 0.5 of a second left in the game after Mississippi State was just at the line to tie the game.
Yeah.
A fan threw a stuffed bulldog toy on the court, a little toy, little stuffed animal, which is a technical foul. With a half of a second left in the game and a tie game, you don't make that call. You have to have a little bit of judgment in it. Call the technical, one-shot foul, Mississippi State goes to the line, Georgia loses. I mean, you got to have a little more common sense than that.
Yeah, you shouldn't cost the team that.
No. You shouldn't determine the outcome of the game because of a technical rule an item being thrown onto the court. I mean, there was a little stuffed toy. Just go over, kick it off the court, and go on. I mean, that's a hell of a way for a team to lose a game. I don't care who it is. That's ridiculous. That's just a referee with absolutely zero common sense. You're not bigger than the game, Mr. Stripe Shirt. You should have let this thing take care of itself.
All right. Anything else, or are we done with sports for this
morning? No, we got more to go.
We're going.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, go.
The three Bs of the NFL, Brown, Beckham, and Bell, they should all – there's another people need to be taking a course on common sense. Well, you all know everything that's going on with Antonio Brown and the Steelers. You know what happened with Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers, how now he's a free agent. Well, now Beckham's given the Giants stuff, saying – you don't know what you did. What did the Giants do? They gave this clown a $100 million contract. What? He's the highest paid wide receiver in football, and he's still crying. Beckham will be wearing another helmet by the time the draft takes place the end of April. You can write that in stone.
Think so?
100% guaranteed. The Giants are going to take this crap from him. They made him the highest paid wide receiver in football, and the guy's still crying. He's a detriment to your team. He's a talented player. He's a detriment to your team. He hasn't finished the last two or three seasons on the field. Adios. Get a couple of draft picks and go on with your life. Get rid of the guy. What you don't have can't kill you. And the Giants need to get this tumor off of their body.
All right. Is that it?
Pretty much, yeah. What else you want?
Now we got racing to talk about tomorrow?
Yep, I'll check it out today, see where the big races are this weekend, and we'll go on with it. I don't know if it's Gulfstream. I know it's not Tampa or New Orleans, and Oakland had a pretty big week on Monday. So we'll figure something out. There'll be a couple of stakes for us to peruse.
All right. Well, have a good day. Stay dry, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a great day.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.